Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every single day. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. Now, I also have a theme for each day in the kind of meditation technique that I share. And for today's meditation, which is episode 678, I'll be guiding you in a meditation with the option to focus on your chakra. Now, you can do this meditation without doing the meditation technique. I like to share a technique so that you can focus on it as you meditate, because this helps you to transition from whatever you were doing during your busy day to more inner stillness. Now, it can be a little difficult sometimes to just sit down and close your eyes, relax your body, and you're meditating, experiencing this amazing inner stillness. It's not usually how it works. Usually, it can take a little bit of time for you to transition your thoughts from whatever was going on in your busy day to a place of inner stillness. And this is when the meditation techniques work so beautifully. So that is exactly why I share meditation techniques with you every single day. Meditation techniques also really help to keep your meditations dynamic. And you can focus on doing the techniques as you go about your busy day, especially when you are triggered by stress. So as you do today's meditation technique, just visualize what I explained to you about the chakra I'll be guiding you through. And if you're not sure what a chakra is or how that will all work out for you, no worries. Just go with it. You never quite know what will work for you. So I encourage you to just be guided in the meditation and follow along with the chakra, or just do the rest of the meditation. You'll still receive so many benefits. You are doing a very good thing for yourself as you get ready to meditate. In fact, meditation, research is showing, is one of the best things you can do for every area of your life, your health, your relationships, your overall wellness and happiness, and your sense of interconnectedness with the world. Can help you focus, to improve job performance, and it does so many amazing things for you, and I share those benefits every day on the podcast. So as you get ready to do today's meditation, we are continuing with our theme of abundance. Now, this theme of abundance is a little bit different from how you may anticipate abundance in your life, because I was doing a little bit of research and rummaging around on the internet, Googling abundance, and just about every article on abundance had to do with gaining more, especially gaining more financial wealth. And abundance is truly more about going with what you already have in volumes, what you already have a lot of, what you're already good at, and bringing that out more. So becoming more of who you are. That's truly what abundance is about. And when you show up larger in your life, when you share more of yourself and you experience more gratitude for the gifts and qualities you do have, that you already have, that you don't have to do anything to try to get or wait until you're a certain way before you can start experiencing abundance. There are no conditions on abundance. Abundance is already within you. So in this series, we've been focusing on how to bring up and bring out that abundance already within you. So you're going to be guided in a meditation focusing on your third chakra. And I want to focus on your third chakra because your third chakra is all about your passion and your zest for life. Now, as you know, if you've been following along with me, chakras are simply energy centers throughout your body that represent your special characteristics or qualities, such as your emotions, where you experience hate, or where you feel really connected, or where you feel elevated, or love and compassion. These big emotions that can dominate our world, these are where you will find your chakras. These emotions are anchored by chakras. So as you get ready to do today's chakra meditation, think about where you feel true passion in your life, because this is usually what you have in abundance. Your gifts and your passions are usually all about your unique abilities that you already have, and you bring them out a little bit more through your passions. And this helps you to experience amazing gratitude and abundance. So, as you get ready to meditate, let me go ahead and guide you through relaxing the different areas of your body. So wherever you are, go ahead and begin to relax where in your body you hold tension. Sit up straight with a straight spine. Close your eyes gently, keeping them slightly elevated. This keeps your thoughts uplifted. Relax your eyes. Relax your face and your jaw. Soften your throat. Relax your neck and your shoulders. Relax your arms. Place your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward. Relax your stomach. Feel it soften and relax. Relax your hips and your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Notice where you may be holding tension and just see what it feels like to inhale and exhale through your nose and kind of breathe into those areas where you feel tension. Notice your breath. Notice how it enters your nose and how it circulates throughout your body. As you exhale, feel the hot air escape your nose. Thank you. inhale and exhale through your nose, just noticing your breath. So your first chakra is right there at the very base of your spine. It's often referred to as your coccyx. And this represents you and what you represent, your values, feeling rooted and connected. And this often means how you feel influenced by family, how you were raised, and even rooted downward all the way to your ancestors. The qualities you may have been raised with, or qualities that you adapted on your own. And as you become firmly rooted in these qualities, you don't want to become so stuck in your ways that you become inflexible or stubborn. And so you bring up your second chakra. You bring your focus and your energy and your breath upward, inward and upward. And as you go to your second chakra, which is right at your reproductive organs or your sexual organs, this represents your creativity, birthing new ideas, and being open to the flow of life. So not being so stuck in your ways of your first chakra, but being more open to opportunities around you. The element is water. Now, as you flow with opportunities, you don't want to be carried away by everything that comes your way. You want to know which opportunities are the best ones for you. So you want a little bit of focus. And in order to know what to focus on, and which opportunities are the best for you, you go right up into your third chakra, which is right at your digestive area, your stomach, your intestines. Its element is fire. It's how you assimilate energy. Energy you take in as you eat and nourish your body, and energy you take in from the world around you, influences from people and places. And notice what lights you up. This is where you will begin to know which opportunities to flow with, which talents to let shine forth to share with the world. This is you at your finest. Your authentic self is your passion. And this is where I want you to focus as you do this abundance meditation. Experience gratitude for all the different desires and passions that come up as you focus on your stomach area, keeping your eyes uplifted, jaw, stomach, shoulders relaxed. Focusing on your third chakra right at your stomach area. All the chakras hold hands together, so they're interconnected. Beautiful. Imagine a fire burning there in your digestive area. imagine it burning, sending flames throughout your entire body. As you light up gratitude for the abundance you already have within you, think of those talents and those passions that you already possess. How could you create even more abundance with your unique innermost gifts? Continue meditating, focusing on your digestive area, your third chakra, and your unique gifts. Think about how you can become more involved to where you can draw them out even more, where you can light that fire even brighter. I've so enjoyed sharing this meditation with you. All the techniques are at the website at sipandom.com. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.